What are we touching on today?
Oh, we got some hockey. We got some
hockey.
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Hockey.
Let's address Dogecoin. It's a big deal. Let's also, we're doing pits and golf.
Yeah.
Is he coming in right now or what?
Yeah, he's supposed to be.
What, are you looking at the rundown, Coach? What are you doing?
I mean, Coach, so that we don't sound like complete clowns.
You're going to decide that 3 years later?
Oh, and there's a there was a good tweet.
Well, Coach, this would have helped with our interview with that dude, Mark Long, so it would be like, hey, I only have him for 10 minutes, guys. Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, we should have been doing this 3 years ago, Coach.
I mean, Coach, I thought I had an hour with the dude. Next thing I knew, the interview was over.
No, they gave us the raps, and I'm like, whoops.
Coach, I was back here thumbing up my butt, and the next thing you know, the interview was over. All right, you guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to hit it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're live.
We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? My name is Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's, and I don't know the what's.
What's up, y'all? It is Sizz. I'm from the North, alpha male, live on the west side of Nashville with Baser Weekend Shotgun Hard Seltzers. And let me just say this. If you did not get in on Dogecoin, D-O-G-E coin, you missed out. A lot of Americans made hundreds, if not thousands, overnight. Me and Baser made close to $60.
Is that why my cousin texted me this morning and said, hey, are you doing the crypto?
Probably.
I'm not.
$60?
Well, what'd you put a dollar on it, Coach?
So that was when I checked with her earlier on. I believe she reinvested. We may be closer to $100.
Why are you acting like that's not a big deal?
Because, I mean, your NFTs, you've made $0.
How much have you spent?
$200? No, I've spent $140. And there's an update on that if you want to hit the breaking news.
Dang it. Coach, why is it not up on your face right now?
The, this button?
I sold my first NFT. I sold my first moment.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, okay, first off, hey, what moment was it?
No f***ing tea, dude. Come on.
Yeah, no.
NFT. No T.
Those. That's where the NFT.
Oh, no F-N-T.
Guys, NFT stands for not f***ing tangible.
So I can go to this one page and it tells
they should
me.
Be called, they should be called NFRs, not f***ing real.
Yes. So
not f***ing a good investment.
You can go to your little live token page and it tells you how much each one is worth, right?
Nerd so alert.
I still don't
you don't get it?
No. Because 2 days ago, my Damian Lillard was $31. Now it's down to 20.
Lost value.
Why did it go down?
Because they lost.
He didn't have a good game.
Right. Did he shoot like 3 of 20 from the field and I missed it? So it went down. Don't explain it to me. Don't care. Jeremiah Grant, I bought it in my pre-order pack. Mm-hmm. I got the Anthony Davis dunk. I got the Dame Lillard three-pointer. And then I got Jeremiah Grant dunk. That's the three. That's the least valuable of the three. I wake up this morning and I look at my live token page, and it is valued at $24.
Okay.
So I listed. I went there and I went and there was a bunch listed for $24.
So you did 23.
So I did it for 23. Sold it in 30 seconds. So I made $23 just like that.
That's
boom.
Legit.
So now,
let's go.
So now
let's
you've only go. Put $102 in it.
Something, but I made 20. This card.
No, you haven't made money yet.
But like, who'd you sell it to? What was it, like an 8-year-old? Or what was it?
I have no idea. I literally listed it. 30 seconds later, I got an email. Congratulations, your moment sold.
Did you get the money?
Got the money.
How did they get it to you? They Venmo you?
Yep. Credit card.
Credit card.
Hey, get your parents' credit card. Pay for this NFT, you little son of a.
I am just so amazed that I sold it for $23 when yesterday, when I looked, it was worth $4.
He's going to get a call from the kid's dad.
Oh, this is Mr. Johnson here. Are you the Lunchbox?
No, this is
no,
Nico,
that's not my name.
Jackson.
My name on this is Growing Rabbit 490.
What?
That's growing, not creepy.
Growing Coach. Underscore Rabbit 490. That's the name they assigned me. I don't know how to change it.
Growing Rabbit as in thang.
No. Growing Rabbit like ribbit. No, that's not hop.
I don't know, Coach. Sounds dirty to me.
So I sold my first NFT. I made about as much money as Ray did on his Dogecoin.
This just in, news at 5, Growing Rabbit is the guy we're looking for on the NFT market.
He goes by the name of Growing Rabbit. How'd you come up with that name?
One of the notorious NFTers.
They gave me that name.
Oh, they did?
And I don't know how to change it. I don't know if I'm allowed to change it. I just am Growing Rabbit. And they had a pack drop yesterday.
Yeah, did you get one?
They were giving away. They were selling 90,000 packs. Got in the weight room. They assigned me the number. I was number 165,000. No pack.
So I bet our Calcutta.
A Calcutta was number 120,000.
No pack. So I don't know. Out of both of you guys, like, I might have to go Ray's investment might be a little better.
No, he's made over $1,000.
No, but you haven't. Out of you two, not Calcutta Mike.
Why? Ray has made...
It was a couple's account. My wife made it.
I mean, Ray's already made how much? You say
$60,
and you made $30?
Yeah.
So, and you've had it for way longer than Ray?
Yeah, I can actually.
No, he bought his in January. I've had mine 2.5 weeks.
Listen, my wife bought when it was at 5 cents, I believe, and now it's in the 40 cents. So do the math, boys. That's
and what's it called, Coach? Bro, what is it?
Dogecoin, Coach.
Dogecoin.
And so, I don't even think it does anything, though.
That was cool. But that's not even what I wanted to start with. I wanted to start
but
with.
You did start with that.
No, no, no. Coach, you started with Dogecoin, then Eddie Coach, started making fun of my moments.
It's and on I the know, rundown.
I know the moments are stupid. I still think they're stupid. But if people are going to pay me $23 for one, then hey, have at it. Let's go.
Why are you acting like you weren't going to start with that? It's right here, number one.
I get a text Arnold, the other night, and it's from our buddy Pitts.
It's an ex-girlfriend.
And it says, dude.
I cheated. It was from a guy.
Dude, you're never going to believe who I'm sitting next to at the Preds hockey game.
Your wife? I mean, who, dude?
And I said,
your wife, and she's with another dude.
That's not how I wanted to start my night, but
this is how Wednesday night's going to go.
And I
huh?
said, picture, please. He sent it. It was my wife making out with another man.
Well, then I headed and I went to the gun rack.
Nope, my wife was sitting next to me.
Okay, all right.
And well, so I said, who? And he lists the names of the people. And this is multiple people. And I said, shut up. Take a picture.
Multiple people hanging out together at a hockey game.
Yes.
Imagine that, dude.
So he's at a Preds game?
He's at a Preds game.
So probably Pecorine.
No. They're playing. Joe the Hitt? Preds oh. are playing. And he's sitting next to these people. And I don't believe him. And so I immediately text. No. You already know.
No, I have a guess.
What?
Old Dominion.
No, stop.
What?
I immediately text Ray and Eddie and say, hey, this is who Pitts says he's hanging out with. And I reply to Pitts, take a picture.
Oh, my gosh.
And Eddie replies to me, need a picture. Don't believe it. Exact same thing I said to Pitts because I did not believe it. I was like, what would these people be doing at the Preds game?
Ray, and here is a hint.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good
a great hint.
Good
that's
hint.
A,
no, no, the, well, the hint. Well, that was only a hint for two of them.
Here's more of a hint.
It's only a hint
that's
for two
you
of
get.
Them.
That's all you get.
Hey, is he coming in here?
I mean, let me go get him by the
I mean, he said he was coming in.
No, he's taking a dump.
Hey, he's buying Dogecoin.
Give him a second, guys. He's in the bathroom.
These are like stars, right? Would you say they're stars?
They are stars. Yes.
Stars.
Stars, maybe not A-list stars. I know there are people in this world that don't know who they are.
Okay.
He's trying to post the podcast for The Big Show.
I would say maybe one of our wives probably wouldn't know one or two of them.
I don't think my wife would recognize them, but she would hear the name of at least one of them. Like, oh, yeah.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. One of them.
I know that one.
One of them, but all three of them together, they're not really superstars. One's could be more famous than the other two and then vice versa or whatever. But
so...
They're famous, though.
Have you seen three more people all together at the same time that are more famous than those three? I think not. Not in person.
What do you mean?
It was a three-pack, dude.
It's a pretty big three-pack. And we're not talking like at a...
Yes, but I think for us three and everyone listening, yes, they are superstars.
No. But what Ray is saying is just at a random event. You were... Like, we're seeing them as like at a concert where there's going to be... groups like that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about he was just at a game and they were sitting right. They weren't supposed to be there. They're not supposed to be at this
Okay.
Guys, and we're not saying 100 feet. We're not saying
right. No, we're saying arm's length. Yeah, he can reach over and touch them. Yeah. And I'm like, he sends me the picture, and I'm like, holy crap, he's not lying.
And then you sent me the picture, and I said, holy crap, he's telling the truth.
And then you sent me the picture, and I said, who's that one guy? He's put on weight. Oh, yeah. That's
so-and-so.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I thought you said...
I did. I
saw you were sleeping
6 hours.
When
after
did
the
you
fact.
Respond, Coach? The next morning?
Yeah, so, 2 a.m.
Pitt, sit down on it.
Whoa, don't yell at him, man. He's right there.
Oh, he's wearing his Chiefs hat. That hat cost me a lot of money, you son of a.
Brother, you know it's the offseason, right, brother?
No, he's wearing it backwards because they're second place. You only wear forwards when they're first place.
Coach, when are your Chiefs going to pay me back for that bet I lost, you mother?
You just knew I had a shot of being on the show today.
Royals look good last night, brother.
Hey, leading the AL, bro.
Oh, they'll look good till the final game when you put money on them.
Brother texts me, and he says,
you don't gamble.
Sitting next to Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, and Smiley Kaufman at the Preds game.
You could have left off Smiley Kaufman, Coach.
That was Smiley Kaufman.
And I was like, what?
Why did you leave that out of my text?
Didn't I not?
No,
I
just said the three.
I thought I literally just copied and pasted.
I'm like, wow, Smiley.
And there's no way you believe me because I'm not believing you if you text me that.
Right. And that's why I said, send me a picture because I was like, this dude's an idiot.
And we just saw him on TV the day before.
They were playing.
And I was so close. You know how close I was. So that's what was awkward because number one, it's limited capacity. And you know how close I was. Mm-hmm. So I was like, getting a picture. I didn't want to be that guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to be the cool guy that's just like hanging out.
No, I said, take a picture.
You're not, though, bro.
And he's like, I'll ask him at the end. And I'm like, no. I need a picture. And I said, I need audio.
Yeah.
I said, Pitts, I need audio. I need you at some point, like before they're about to leave, just you yelling, hey, why don't you come on the Sore Losers podcast? Something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything. And he's like.
And then what did he say?
He was like, okay. And so I saw Pitts yesterday and he starts to, and I was like, Pitts, I don't want to hear a thing.
And that's hard for Pitts.
Yes. And he's like, just let me tell you this one thing because it's not part of the story. I was like, no. Everything is part of the story. Everything is part of the story. I want to know exactly everything that went down, why they were there, how crazy they come from Augusta and come to Nashville to go to a Preds game.
Not all came from Augusta.
Not Smiley, Coach.
And not Ricky.
No, I bet you they were there.
Ricky played the Masters.
No, he didn't.
He didn't qualify.
Only the good ones, Coach.
But
I didn't watch a bunch of them.
Hey, I was blown away.
How would he be at Augusta if he wasn't playing, Coach? He was not there.
Maybe that's why in the picture he has the mustache so he could just be in the gallery and watch his friends.
Stop it. So he had like a mask on?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, this picture though, before you get into depth and detail, I think this picture we need to exclusively put it on the Instagram so we get more followers.
You got it.
That's an idea straight from Arnold.
Hey, the
it
picture.
It hasn't been posted anywhere. I just showed it to you.
It's great.
The picture is beautiful.
It's excellent. It's a great picture.
It is National Geographic quality.
So I talked to one guy that was sitting with Pitts and Pitts. Huh?
What?
That's the only picture I took, Eddie.
Battle.
I took one picture.
Battle was there, too? Okay. Yeah, Battle was there, too?
Did Battle know who
they all were?
Uh-uh.
Exactly.
Can I tell you
that's
how
my
it started?
And that's
like
my
how
point.
How we got
yeah.
through.
So, yeah, tell us how.
Well, you know, I'm sure it's the same way anywhere, just that the suite area is running the second ring of
suite,
you know,
yeah.
our arena. So we got to sit in the suite because of Battle. So we...
My friend. No, well, okay, so there's a backup, little background. Battle's just filthy rich. He's like a CEO of a company.
Upstairs, big guy. We don't get to see him very often.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got his own podcast.
He's
about
kind
wrestling.
Of our boss in a weird way, but yeah.
For sure. Always on the top rope.
Yes.
So we were in the suite. I got two tickets, him and his wife, and he got a four pack. So I got to bring somebody. I brought a friend of mine who I train with at the gym.
What's her name, bud?
He's a big Predator.
Bring a dude.
Let me check.
Always bring a dude instead of a chick.
I didn't get a text.
For sure, right?
No.
So, brother, you guys have families. I need to take it away from your family.
Okay, go ahead.
So brother would have been so in if you would have brought a chick to a suite. Why would you bring a dude, Coach?
He's my buddy. I don't have a chick. He's my buddy.
Right. Stop. You took me to game 7 a couple years ago in the second round of the playoffs. Let's go. You took a dude.
So,
brother, you guys dating or not?
No, dude. We hit the gym at 5:30. We get done at 6:15. Game started at 7. I was like, he's great, it was perfect.
It was sleepover. You had the pre-date.
Yeah.
And
let me get to it. So,
it was like the appetizers before the main course.
So we walk in the suite. You're
that'll
a
get you laid, bub.
So we walk in,
and then they went for late night drinks after the game.
Hey, bub, did you get lucky after this?
Hole in one, bub. So we got to the. So we got to the suite.
Hey, how many times did Pred score? I'm not talking about the team.
7-2, Bub. 7-2.
Bub, did you pull the goalie?
Lightning struck seven times that night.
Bub, did you pull the goalie in the game?
That was an open net.
Okay. Come on, Bub.
All right, guys, let's really talk about this. I really want to know about this.
So we're sitting there. There's a little bar area in the suite, and in front of the bar, there's two rows. So I'm standing in the row, and I'm looking back at my friend who's sitting at the bar. We're just talking to each other. He'd grabbed a Coke. I've got a bottle of water. It's 30 minutes before the game, 20 minutes before the game. I look over to my left, and I'm like, dude, looks like Jordan Spieth. Don't even think for a second it's Jordan Spieth.
Right, because what is Jordan Spieth going to be in the Jordan Spieth game?
So I look back to
William. He was literally a top 10 finisher like 2 days ago.
Jordan Spieth is where Ray is from me. Probably less distance.
I mean, closer than that.
Yeah, closer than that.
So, and I'm like, okay. And
you're thinking your eyes are, you're like, man, Jordan Spieth has a doppelganger. Like, that dude looks like Jordan Spieth, but 100%. No
100%. I didn't have any alcohol the whole night, but that's regardless. I haven't had any alcohol at this point, so I'm not intoxicated. I'm just
Bub. Congrats on two days sober.
Appreciate it, Bub. So I look right back to him.
No fingers in the whiskey, Bub.
Congratulations, a week of gambling. So I look back on him and I said, dude, that looks like. Now keep in mind, my buddy is a golf dork. 4 years at Lipscomb.
The guy you're dating.
That's cute.
Golf teacher, teaches young kids big golf. You know, shoot scratch golf.
Loves the whole.
Shout out
one.
William. So anyway. I'm like, dude, that looks like Jordan Spieth. That back to conversation. 5 seconds, 10 seconds. I keep looking back. I'm like, man, that might no. I see Justin Thomas. I'm like, that is. I'm like, dude.
So I look.
You know how you get I'm not gonna say an awkward situation, but it's like. You realize something, your heart starts beating kind of
irregular. You're like, yeah.
You get a little heat, you get a little heat sensation over your body. Sure.
Get a
so
chair,
I look back at him and I'm trying, there's nobody in the arena. It's limited capacity. So at no point, not that I'm going to act like a weirdo, but if I acknowledge that I see them, they're going to acknowledge that they see me seeing them. Right, so I look back at him and I'm like, we're that close. I'm like, not only is that Jordan Spieth, Bub, that's Justin Thomas. So that is, we're sitting next to Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, and he's free. I mean, I know that he's free. He's not speaking to me. He's got his phone. He's texting so fast. His fingers are shaking, dude.
Yeah.
And he's texting everybody, dude.
I would be, too.
He can't talk to me. I'm like, dude, I was like, can you at least respond to me? I'm like, that's literally Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. And then I look over, and I'm like, I didn't recognize Smiley Kaufman.
I really don't even know who he's looking at, what he looks like.
But was he smiling, Bub?
He was a center of attention. You can tell, and we can get a later story if you ask me, you can tell where the other three guys' careers have gone and why you haven't heard of Smiley Kaufman, just based on seeing them at the game.
Save it for teams.
What do you mean by that?
And we're going to get to that. Let's just keep going down the story.
You can just kind of see, when you see their personalities and how they act in real life, you might be able to see how things pan out in their careers.
I love
if
it.
That makes any sense.
Deep, Bub.
I love it, Bub.
So anyway,
Damn,
so I realized, and then I look over, and Ricky hadn't come in yet. So
what, Ricky?
Ricky Fowler. So,
Ricky Lake. Ricky.
Now that's my dude right there.
Yeah, big Ricky fan, man, myself. So and I look over, and I'm like, dude, that's Ricky Fowler. I'm like, this is just getting better and better. So then I'm like, this is crazy.
Hey, and then he looks at, that's Tiger.
I'm just waiting.
Oh, my God, they're wheeling Tiger in. Coming
down the wheelchair ramp.
I'm waiting. Yeah, we're checking the ramps.
Nicholson.
I'm not thinking Tiger, obviously, but a thought does creep in my mind. I'm like, what the hell is it? Who's in this suite?
Who's coming next?
Yeah, I want to look around the corner. I'm like waiting, I'm like, come on down.
Here comes Decky.
So, yeah.
Decky.
So he's just texting everybody. It turned out being just.
Siwoo Kim shows up.
It was just an extremely cool night. Once I realized what
Justin
was about
Rose.
To happen, dude. No. And at the beginning, so we kind of settle in. There's still nobody there. I mean, it's limited capacity.
Oh, and
I don't
then
know,
Bryson
3,000,
DeChambeau
4,000,
is in his
10,
own suite and won over, right? He has his own suite.
He was doing calculations.
Yeah. What's so funny is Wayne D, the local guy here on the Big 98, who's the Preds voice.
Shameless plug.
I just reached out. He's on the Jumbotron at a point in the game. Later. He's like, look who we've got. We've got Michael Ray. And they're showing Michael Ray. And I'm just sitting there thinking, if you only knew, bro.
Why didn't you text him?
Not that I, no hate on Michael Ray, but I'm like, I haven't met Wayne yet. I just know, since he's been here. But I was like, man, I got golf royalty in the suite.
Unbelievable.
And they're shouting out Wayne Gretzky's cousin's son. I mean, like, get out of here.
And all of his wives. And there was a couple other gentlemen there.
Dustin Johnson
obviously
was there
in
too?
Their golf clique. I'm not familiar with who
they were.
Yeah,
I don't know whose wives or girlfriends
but
or what.
Jordan Spieth.
Are they just a bunch of bang busters?
Jordan's a big Dallas fan, Stars fan. When they did the national anthem, he would say.
They were playing the Stars?
No, but when the word Stars came up in the national anthem, he would yell Stars.
Did they take a knee?
No, they were respectful, man. They were very respectful. What are their ages? I was guess mid 25, 26.
Yeah, they're in their late 20s. Ricky's older.
I was just getting ready. Just made my point. Based on how they acted, I was the Ricky of the group. Ricky was, I mean, obviously he's younger than me, but just
you're Ricky?
They were in the no. I'm just saying, I'm the laid back. I'm not the party guy.
Sure.
Different they were in the front row. Smiley Kaufman, he's the guy with his shirt up, trying to get on the Jumbotron. He's the life of the party. Uh-huh. He's always wanting to be the center of attention.
Love it. Always. I love it. This is great
guy.
Insight.
Okay. Yeah, we know, Coach.
He's guy. Jordan and Justin have fun. It's very much, being that we're all fans of them, you know, all of us, we're all golf fans, and we've always watched them through the years, and that's the only exposure we get to them. Getting to see that side of them for 3 hours, given I wasn't invested in their personal lives, but that's as close to the personal space as you're ever going to get.
Yeah.
And they were not acting anything like golfers. Nothing like ESPN, nothing
like a camera.
They
weren't reading putts or anything.
It was 100% real.
Coach, hey, what did you expect them to do, Coach? Have a nine iron with
them? Did they pull out a booklet before they took a drink, Bub?
I mean, no, when did you expect them to be cleaning balls? Like,
but you don't get it. Unless you're in their personal life, you don't get a chance to see.
When they were done with their beer can, they toss it to the caddy to put in
there. Yeah, dude, what's it? There was this other big guy kept coming down and bringing a Mick Ultras, and then Jordan Spieth eats like a hog, dude. Like, he was going back. He could
–
hot dog, hot dog. Really? And he would go up. Nachos, he would go get this. And he's a bigger dude than I thought.
Hot dogs and nachos?
Yeah, he was back and forth,
what do you mean
man.
Bigger? He's, like
– taller. He's a good-sized guy. Okay. He really is.
I didn't know that.
On TV, I would have thought of him as – I wouldn't have thought of him as 6 foot, I guess.
Ricky's a shorter guy.
Decent – him – I would say Ricky and Justin are probably around the same size.
Okay.
Relatively – just normal size, average, you know, guys. Jordan was just bigger than I thought he would have been after seeing him on TV.
Okay.
I thought maybe 5'10", 5'11", and Jordan's probably 6'1".
So they were cutting up. They were having a good time.
What were they talking about? A great time. You can tell they're just all boys. Just
I know you were
eavesdropping.
Give me a conversation that we're having.
We were having fun and smiling with them, and you can tell at some point they were in trying to impress us or people around them. You know, they were like, not impress us.
So they knew
us,
you were listening?
Well, how could you not? Everybody's having fun.
Did they have Preds gear?
Yes, every one of them. They were all drinking Preds cups.
Didn't they have scarves on that were Preds?
Yes, they had Preds.
Well, they leave
Preds
that
scarves.
In the box.
They wouldn't buy all that stuff.
Hey,
even if they weren't famous or people that were wealthy or golf, we still would have had fun with them. You know, they're still humans and people. I just didn't want to invade their personal space, and I thought about getting at the picture at the end, but then I thought, you know what? People get a suite for a reason. I got that one picture.
Yeah, did they take a picture of you, Bub?
No, but I just didn't. I'm not that guy, man.
Did you want a picture?
Of course.
So you are that guy.
I didn't feel like it was the balls thing.
I think
they're with their wives.
I truly
it's
get brother truly, on a deeper level, and he's just, such a respectful guy. He just didn't want to even take 5 seconds out of their time on the Suite Life getting a picture. And dude, that is awesome of Pitts.
Yeah. What I was told by the upper management battle is that Pitts was trying to get Battle to take a picture of Pitts with them in the background, but Battle would not do it.
Again, that's respectful.
That is BS. I would have had that done.
See, look.
I wouldn't have bothered them.
So what were they yelling? Were they
I mean,
the
ultimately,
game?
The Pitts in me, and another thing, they'd been drinking. It had been before, I didn't want to do that.
Were they pounding them?
No, but I mean, they had been drinking it. They were out there having fun.
Did they have their fingers in it like you?
You know what I'm saying? Like when you just like you say on the big show and certain things
did
like
Justin
that.
Thomas
talking. You know, you said you were golfing and you don't like to tell people you're on the radio because at some point it's not that you don't want to know that they're on the radio, but you just want to be disconnected for a second. You'd like to go golf and it doesn't. You want to have conversation outside of radio. It doesn't mean that you don't want to talk to the people that you're meet at the golf course. You just don't want to talk to them about hey, I'm on the radio and stuff like that.
Point, Bub.
I didn't want to put them back in what they were trying to get out of.
Wow, that's
they were
deep,
trying
Bub.
To.
So they were trying
saying?
To escape from something.
Not. I'm not I, saying I they were
probably,
trying to.
Probably the stresses. Of
I
the
did
tournament.
Ask Jordan. Now my buddy William, and he didn't. He wasn't disrespectful at all. When the thing was over and they were getting ready to leave, they were betting just like you guys. That's all they were talking about. They're like, Smiley's like, one more goal and we're out of here, boys. +5.5. We need one more goal. I don't know all the verbiage like you do, but it was fun to listen to them.
We needed to hear there, Bub. Mm-hmm. Wow, they were over, Bub.
They were all gambling. William hit all four of his bets. He was having fun gambling too. Anyway, they
Who
were
the
doing.
Who the hell's like, William?
His, my buddy
his
that he was
friend.
With. Guy. They were having fun.
The guy
doing
he
the
took to the gym
stuff.
Before.
But when they were getting ready to leave,
okay,
Jordan's. They were standing. I was standing by Ricky. We were both standing at the partition because just get tired of sitting.
So you were shoulder to shoulder.
Well, we would have been had there not been a partition. I mean, we could see each other, but there's partition right there. Anyway, there was a glass between us. But I said to Jordan. He asked Jordan. He said, man, I'm a golf teacher. He said,
William asked Jordan.
Yes, and I wouldn't do this.
Wait, wait, wait.
Said,
so, huh? so remember when I asked you to get audio?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask them to come on the podcast?
I did not because okay. I never got the opportunity. Okay. I did let my phone. I've got cool audio.
Okay, I can't wait for it. Now
I don't know what it is. I'm going to let it roll and hopefully something cool will come out.
All right.
I let my phone run for 10 minutes. But what I was going to tell you was,
I'm
not going to let it play for 10 minutes. No, I just had it.
So
they
what did William say?
Fun.
William talked to them.
William asked him. He said, hey, man. He goes, I was a golf teacher. I went played lips some golf. He said, I'm a big fan. Would you mind if I took a quick selfie with you? He said we could wait till it was like a minute left in the third period. They were getting ready to roll out. He was standing right by him. You know, they were getting ready.
Yeah.
And Jordan said, okay. He's like, you could tell he'd been drinking. I mean, I didn't feel right like trying to get them together for a picture. It just wasn't that, and it wasn't cool.
Okay.
So he took his picture and it was all good. And then I simply said to Jordan, I said, man, it really is neat to see you guys all here. It was completely unexpected. We were coming to see the hockey game. It was a fun night for us. I said, what brought you to Nashville? And he said, Justin has a house at the Troubadour, this isn't something I'm familiar with. I Googled it. The Troubadour, I guess, is a private course in College Grove.
I'm a member, yeah.
Well, anyway, it's in College Grove. I guess it's south of Nashville here near Brentwood or something.
I'll take you someday, bud.
It'd be awesome. But anyway, Justin's got a house there, so that's what they're here for. So I guess Justin probably comes here once in a while and plays golf
that
at the Troubadour. So.
Is legit.
Yeah. I got to talk to Jordan. Okay. I talked to Ricky because in the second period.
Now, what did Ricky say?
Emily, who came up, who got us the suite, I think she's friends with Battle. She's one of the Preds ladies.
Higher up.
Yeah. She said to.
Who do I got up?
She said, do you mind keeping your mask on? We didn't know in the suite. We some of us had our masks on.
Yeah, Bub, there's a national pandemic,
Corona,
we only had ours off because some of the other people and all they had this. We thought we could have ours. She said, do you mind putting your mask on? Of course, we put our mask back on.
Hey, and Ricky, show her the vaccine card and you tell her to read it and weep.
Ricky looked hey, Ricky looked over at me and he kind of looked at his eyes, you know, kind of like, oop, you know, and made a mistake. And I said, well, we got away with it for a couple periods, Bub, and we just kind of chuckled and he kind of
So,
it's kind of
so you know how talk. I said get audio. And your buddy talked to Jordan Spieth. Did you get that audio?
No, dude, we weren't.
Well, what do you got? Let's see. Let's play it.
I don't know.
Okay. Let's go, Predators.
That was the second one. Hold on, let me get the first one.
You shut up.
Let him. Let's listen.
Coach, what are you listening to? You're the game.
Oh, that's Jordan.
I got a fart.
I hope I can get him saying something. Liz.
Oh, that's Jordan.
It's not Taylor.
Oh, that. Taylor Swift.
Oh, I thought that was Smiley.
She was there too.
Hey, I got a fart.
I just hope I can get lucky. I didn't have time to go through it.
Okay, I feel weird doing this. Turn that off. Hey, does he eventually take that to the bathroom?
If I can find something later, I'll look at it. If I can get you a cool
later, coach, they were going to be done with the podcast. Then.
I'm saying I can send you something if there's something cool you can bring.
We should do a podcast of just that audio, but
no.
Hey, that is a great
and you know story. I'm non. You know it was a lifetime memory story. I'm just non-confrontational. And I don't like awkward
What's
situations.
Confrontational.
Do you have
it?
The selfie of your they buddy in Jordan?
No, but I can get it.
Text him.
Yeah,
but also, so what we're saying. Pitts' picture is amazing. He took a great photo. We're going to put that at our Instagram.
Tag them so they know. Be like, hey, you guys were in Nashville. Our friend was Instagram. Right next to you. We'd love to have you on the podcast.
I'm going
to
say,
make sure you tag all them.
I'm going to say, hey, my name's Pitts. I saw you guys. Here's a picture I took of you all without you looking.
What's our GD Instagram?
And I'm going to say.
What's our Instagram?
And I'm also going to write, Jordan, thanks for telling me Justin Thomas has a house at the Troubadour. I will be looking for that house. I don't
Pitts.
Know. Sore Losers podcast.
That is so cool.
Oh, it's definitely a lifetime memory. Like the pick would be cool to have, and I may meet him again. The memory will never go away. To look over and think, man, dude looks like Jordan Spieth, and then back to conversation and see Justin Thomas be like,
did you ever tell Bub what I texted you about Justin Thomas?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I told Lunchbox, I texted him, I'm like, dude, tell Pitts to throw his beer on Justin Thomas because why? I hate that dude.
You don't like JT?
No, he's
you know
an
what's
idiot.
Funny? Jordan William is
and he's not
like
JT.
Smith.
Justin Timberlake is JT. Don't.
They kept calling him Justin. What's funny is William of all the golfers, all of his buddies love Jordan Spieth, and he's just not a big Spieth fan. So the one golfer he got a picture with is Spieth, and then you're not a Justin. I think Justin Thomas is great. I think Justin Thomas, if you're listening, quit staying out late because whenever they interview him and he's not on the top of the leaderboard, he always has bags on his eyes. That kid can beat anybody on tour.
I think
if he gets 8 hours of sleep
bags.
A night and has a bowl of breakfast and has some Wheaties in the morning, there ain't anybody on tour that
Bub,
kid can't
I think
beat.
Listen, I think that's just the way his face is.
Nobody
no,
slept
when he's
like
healthy
William
and his
slept.
No, there's a difference. You can tell when somebody's healthy and when they're not. When they interview him and he's one under on day three and he's not on the leaderboard, he's got bags under his eyes.
Bub,
when he's
is
leaving
my
the leaderboard.
GD mic on? Bub, listen, nobody slept like William did the night after the hockey game, but God bless.
He slept like a baby.
I'm just telling you, that's
really cool.
Now, tell me this. Does Spieth have a jacket?
Yes.
That's what I thought. I think Spieth has a jacket.
I think he might be the only one out of those three that has a
jacket.
Oh, no.
JT has a jacket.
He does?
Justin has a jacket.
Okay.
He is not one of the Masters.
Justin Thomas?
I do not think he's won the Masters.
Look that up.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
I thought
I was for sure Justin had a jacket. Well, I asked him. I wasn't sure about Jordan.
Coach, let me ask you this. Out of eavesdropping and hearing the three, which one would you be friends with more after? Not what you've thought about him before, but after just listening to their conversation.
Always been a huge Fowler fan, even more after watching him just because of his demeanor.
Why?
That's just my character.
He's just chill?
Yeah, very much how the way that he reacted, he just sat down the whole night, just still had fun and banter with all his friends, but didn't have to be the center of attention, wasn't the Yahoo, wasn't the carry-on crazy. The responsible person.
Now, did he have bright clothing on like he does on the golf course?
No, and another thing, I'm not going to say people wear their money. I don't want to say it like that, but knowing what they're worth, you would never know that those guys were who they were if you weren't a golf fan or knew what they were worth.
Was
that makes
Jordan,
any sense. Like,
yeah.
They
yeah,
didn't,
I,
they,
no, I totally understand.
They were just stand out at
any They didn't
stretch.
Have gold
Jordan
chains.
Had
they
a,
didn't have,
Jordan,
like, puffy jackets.
Jordan had a – none of them had any logo on their jeans. I mean, I don't – Jordan – like, nothing.
Jordan
like, I
wasn't wearing Under Armour.
Hey, nothing. Jordan had a white T-shirt on and a flannel. Well, look at the picture. I don't even remember, but no.
Ricky wasn't wearing Puma.
All right, I got to send
well,
you.
Well, don't show that to the sponsors.
Good God, William.
William McGirt.
I'm going to send you this picture.
Did Justin Thomas have a Titleist cap on?
Smiley Kaufman definitely looked like he's had a few.
Well, what I was going to say about the demeanor was I just think they were not, based on their achievements, and I would have known nothing about their off-the-field antics, but you could just tell that he may not focus on his career as much as they do. Yes. I think he may party a little bit more than they do, and it was evident.
That's good. That's good stuff.
I'm sending you that picture, Bob.
Bub, let me ask you a question, Bub. Or let me. Did you find out about Justin Thomas?
Justin Thomas' best finish at the Masters is fourth in 2020.
No jacket. So Jordan would be the only one.
So Jordan was the only one.
Mm-hmm.
What about Fowler?
No. Coach, you don't have a jacket of any kind. I don't even think he has a regular jacket.
Oh, wow. I didn't know I got this video.
Who's singing Tim McGraw?
Didn't know. He's got video of them playing.
Wait, who's singing Tim McGraw? About that Predator score.
Look, okay.
He's got them part. Oh, he's got Smiley Kaufman acting like a chick. Let's send this one to you.
Send that video. Look at that selfie with Jordan Spieth and you. I mean, that looks like they're in the same suite.
Brother, let me tell you something.
Did he go in their suite?
No, there's just a partition.
They're standing at the partition.
That's
dude,
it.
Literally,
you ever been in a suite, dude? You're right next to the people.
Hey, act like we've been there before, Bubs.
I was as close to Ricky Fowler the whole night as I am that coffee cup.
That is so
you may have given him Corona. What you're saying?
No, I mean, I don't
Hey,
know.
Bub, we got away without wearing masks, Bub.
I mean, it was surreal. Like, as many country stars as we get the opportunity to meet in our line of work, how blessed
right.
we are.
I
and
feel
everything.
You.
No, right.
And I'm not going to discount any of that. That's all. I mean, guys, we've sat elbow to elbow next to Garth. We've watched Stapleton play.
Right.
Not that I don't appreciate all that. I was like, this is crazy. Realizing when the puck dropped, if these guys don't leave, I'm going to be sitting next to some of the best golfers in the world for two or 3 hours. It was
usually
awesome.
When the pucks drops is when people leave. Like right when it.
No, but I mean, I didn't know if they were gonna like in the what was crazy.
Said if they don't leave when the puck drops, I'm gonna be next to them for the next.
It was just
hours.
Gonna be a fun night, and it ended up being a fun night. It never got personal. Didn't introduce myself to them. We didn't party with them. I didn't want to. But of course, you have fun. I mean, you're gonna high five when the Preds score a goal.
Did you high five them over the partition when they scored?
No, but I mean, you smile and party, and everybody's
you
jumping
smiled
around.
At them.
Yeah, everybody makes a high contact.
So they probably thought you were flirting with them.
Well, I mean, I.
Oh. Hey, Bub.
Are they jealous that you were with William?
You're a jackknife. No, dude. It was great though. But
Pitts. Honestly.
But I mean, they were great guys. Here's what you ought to do.
No, I'm saying it's awesome. No, it was awesome.
You ought to use your platform to try to get them on the show.
You guys
man.
Fight even when you're talking about something fun.
Even when you're agreeing, you guys are still fighting.
Oh, I'm not. What are we fighting about? I'm just saying you got you guys ought to put this
Listen,
picture.
It's cool.
Use this
I'm
picture
telling,
in a
no,
way.
I'm not freaking cool.
I'm with you, Pitts. It's crazy.
Use this picture in a way to get them on your show because I think they would come on your show without trouble.
Brother, we ain't getting them on the show.
Honestly, I think posting the picture would do the opposite effect.
Why?
It's a stalker picture. Now
what about this one?
That's not a stalker picture. He knows that he was being
How is that
photographed there.
I think it's not if you frame it like, hey, our buddy didn't want to disrespect
you. No, I get it.
Like, he took a picture because...
Here's the thing. I think they're used to that. I think they know...
There we go.
I think they know that wherever they're at...
If you think that was a stalker picture, I apologize. I was just like, holy cow, I'm a huge fan.
Coach,
this is not going to happen
again. Are they
looking
at the camera? Did you tell them, hey, guys, I'm going to take a picture of you?
Everybody smile, but I did that out of respect.
So that is a stalker picture.
Okay, well, I guess if you...
I hate to tell you,
certainly not my intention.
I think they know that wherever they're at, people are taking stalkerish pictures where they're just...
You expect that kind of stuff, but they don't know. That's why it's a stalkerish picture.
But they know it happens. They know they're in that suite, and everyone around them that sees them and knows who they are taking pictures of them.
I guess I'll put it this way. I felt like that was a more respectable way to capture what, for me, was a lifetime moment than it would have been to invade their space and ask for
that. No, completely agree.
So stalker picture or not, yes, that's it. I could not try to get a picture.
Now,
it meant
guys,
that much to me.
Double negative?
Guys, I think that you're I think you're overestimating on how famous they are.
Like,
I don't know that it's their fame to the world. I think it's their fame to me.
Sure. All right, no. To us. To sports
fans. Butt's more famous.
I mean, they're not as famous as the Kardashians. They're not.
No, they're not.
I would not look twice at a Kardashian.
No, I would. I'd look more than twice.
That's not my point,
Bub. You would look at that horse's butt.
I'm not attracted to any of the Kardashians.
Bub, my point is if you would have asked them for a picture like your buddy William did, they would have been like, of course. Like, why wouldn't we? This is great.
Yeah, I think they would have.
Because why? We're not that famous. You're a sports fan, obviously. You love golf. You know who we are. You're a fan of us. Let's take a picture.
Had they not been in a suite, I would have done that.
That's where
the
you get
suite.
You get them on the way out, Bub.
But
because you know what's on the way out on the other side of the suite? A door where no one is accessible
they didn't,
to.
I think there might be a different door because when we all went out, I didn't see them in the little out area. So either they head back behind, either they didn't come out the door and waited for us to leave, or we didn't leave at the same time. And
the
bathroom's in the suite. I don't like I don't like making people feel awkward, dude. I don't like
but
making
people that's my point. I don't think
I'm
you would have made them feel awkward.
I know, but that's just a fault of mine.
You would have felt awkward, but look at Jordan Spieth. In this picture with your buddy, he looks so comfortable and happy. And
hey, Bub, when you were going to the bathroom with him, were they holding a driver or a 4-iron, Bub? I'll hang up and listen.
It's a putter, Bub. I just, it's my own thing, but man, a picture doesn't change the memory.
Pitts,
it still happened.
Great.
I couldn't believe
Pitts,
it happened.
I
know as soon as I sent that text, you didn't believe me.
No, absolutely.
And I wouldn't
How
believe
the hell
you.
Would I believe you? No. Why would you believe me?
Brother, we did not believe you.
Hell no. I wouldn't have believed you either, dude.
I was thinking of seeing three lookalikes.
I didn't think I saw what I was seeing.
That's what's the best part of the story.
And he even told me, he goes, dude, as much as I love the tickets and thank you for bringing me because we're hockey fans, he goes, I don't think I ever want to go through that again. He said, that was the most distracting thing I've ever dealt with. He goes, I didn't give a shit about the hockey game that I was so excited about seeing.
I wouldn't have watched one single play.
And it was against the Lightning.
I would have want to see how they react to every single play.
Everything. They had a blast, just like you and I do, dude.
I would like to see Jordan eat a hot dog.
How does he eat it? Does he eat it with two hands? Does he go one hand? Does he hold it by both ends? Does he grab it in the middle?
Right.
And you know what's fun is
what does he put on his
hand? Their ladies didn't have anything to do with him. Like, they laughed, but like, they sat in the back row and just all kind of giggled and had their fun.
It looked like in the picture Smiley was hitting on all their ladies.
And I don't know which lady was which man.
Well, one of those is Smiley's wife.
Well, I'm sure they're all belong to each other.
Now I got a question. What did Jordan have on his hot dog?
Didn't pay attention, dude. I didn't.
What about his nachos? What about his nachos?
That aren't golfers and famous? I don't stare.
What did he have on his nachos?
They
just
was nachos.
Cheese?
Was Ricky went to the concession stand a few times.
Did Ricky eat anything? Did he have a hot dog?
I think he had a bottle of water. I don't even know that Ricky's drinking beer. Ricky was just chill. Ricky just sat in like a black hoodie and some jeans.
Ricky's in timeout.
Chill.
Ricky's in timeout. He's not playing very well right now. It's probably.
Did Smiley eat?
Did Smiley eat anything besides the Bud Light?
Smiley did nothing but party. He got on the jumbo. Like 5 or 6 times. I had people that said, I don't follow, I really haven't even got on Instagram in the last few weeks, but if you follow them, I guess I may even be in some of their videos if they ever turn the camera the other way and in the background. I guess they were posting all night on their stuff.
I looked at all their
said.
Instagrams the night that you sent that picture, and none of them were saying they were at the Preds game.
Oh, they
really?
Were. I had people say, well, maybe it was another social platform. Somebody, that was my buddy at the gym. I said, that's what it was. I said, are you a golf fan? He goes, yeah. He goes, are you talking about them being at the Preds game the other night?
I mean, I bet your word got out afterwards, but at live, they probably were not trying to highlight that they were there.
And that's why I didn't want you to post that picture.
Because they were trying to hit Lower Broadway afterwards, and they didn't want it.
No, I asked you that, and you said no.
There's no chance they went to Broadway afterwards.
I was going
to
say,
I asked Lunchbox, like, do you think they go out? And he was like, no chance.
No chance.
I'll tell you right now, undiscovered downtown Nashville unless somebody's a golf fan, based on the way they went out.
Well, that's my point. That's my point. Yeah. Guys, they're not uber famous.
But just because somebody doesn't discover them doesn't mean they're not uber famous. There is...
Guys, they are not to the normal person who doesn't
watch
sports.
When you say normal
sports,
people, that's just geographical. You can't put them in downtown Nashville and say that they're not famous because Country Music USA doesn't recognize a famous
golfer.
If
they go to downtown Nashville,
they would be recognized.
At midnight, I would say 1 out of 20 people would recognize them. Right, that is not uber famous.
I think there's tiers.
That's tough.
I think there's tiers.
What's up,
but
you looking for an Uber?
That's what not time are you looking famous. For an Uber?
Hey, Eddie.
I certainly agree that they're not uber famous.
Right.
But I definitely think they're famous. Well, I mean, I don't think you win a green jacket. Like, I don't think in any sport you win, like, you're famous. Like, you're the premier of a sport. I mean, you're
okay.
It's interesting.
I agree with you that you may not be
as
recognizable.
As fascinating as this is, I just want the breakdown. Ricky, drinking.
More famous than Michael Ray.
I want yes or no. Ricky, drinking.
No.
Smiley, drinking.
I think Ricky was drinking at the end. I don't think he was at the beginning. So that Smiley, yes, of course. Jordan. Yes.
Mick Ultra, did you see what they were drinking?
Yes.
Mick Ultra.
Yeah.
Mick Ultra.
That's what champs drink.
Pounding them, bub.
Like Ray.
Hey, are we putting that picture?
They had a hell of a lot more food.
We're putting it. Ray, calm down. We'll put it when the podcast.
You know this isn't live, right?
Come on, bub.
Can I just get a little photo cred? Can I get some love?
We'll see about that, bub.
We'll tag you, Pitts. Calm down. We got you.
No. I already got photo cred. I just got a good photo love from the photographer himself. Eddie gave me a shout out.
It's a great picture.
I sat it on my lap.
Hey, Pitts, bring it in. Hey.
Thanks, guys. I had fun. It was a memorable.
It was awesome. Now,
and thanks to Battle.
Speaking of hockey, Eddie, you gave us tickets a couple weeks ago to go to a hockey game, and I brought my 2-year-old son. All he talks about now is hockey.
There we go.
All he wants to do is watch hockey.
So you're watching hockey now?
No. Even when there's not hockey on, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And he's like,
put on Mighty Ducks.
And he's like, I did that. I did put on Mighty Ducks. But he's like, let's find hockey. And so I couldn't find any live, and I found ice skating. He goes, oh, Dad, we're watching hockey.
Oh, he thinks anything on
ice.
He
thinks anything is hockey. Dude, then we go to the park. And he goes, oh, Dad, we got to get your skates. And he goes over there and he finds like dirt and he puts it on the bottom of my shoes. He goes, okay, now you have skates. Let's go play hockey. All he wants to do is play and watch hockey. He is obsessed. And he always, every day we go to Eddie's and watch hockey, because when we were going to the hockey game, he was throwing a fit. And I was like, no, we're not going to the hockey game. Don't worry. We're just going to Eddie's house. And we walk into the arena and he was like, oh, this is Eddie's house.
He thinks where the Preds play is
Eddie's house.
I mean, that's legit.
And he wants to go to Eddie's house every day and play hockey.
Wow, Coachy. Sorry, I had upper management in here, boys.
No, that's not upper management.
I was trying to act like our show's PC.
I don't think we should say.
Okay. What was I going to tell you? Also, too, do you have Disney Plus?
Yes.
Miracle. The movie's on there. You can play that for him.
Ah, great.
Yes.
Because we watched Mighty Ducks the other day, and whenever it would go to a part where they're actually just not playing hockey.
He doesn't like it.
He'd be like, all right, where's hockey?
Hey, dude, you need to get him involved in the hockey over there.
No.
The predecessors.
We went to a playground up north last weekend, and we're on the playground, and there's a roller rink next to it. And there's kids playing hockey on rollerblades.
Come on.
And he was done with the playground, and he just wanted. So we sat there and watched these kids.
You have a hockey player, dude.
We watched him play roller hockey for 30 minutes. He didn't care about the playground anymore. The reason we drove to it is because it's a cool playground, and he just wanted to watch the dang kids play hockey. So we're the creeps over there watching hockey, and all the parents are watching their kids. Oh, which one's your kid?
The one watching hockey.
Yeah, I don't have a kid playing.
No, you see that kid over there? The future hockey player. He's going to be a future hockey player.
Incredible.
No, get him on the ice, Coach. You can go right down right there by my house, and there's a whole ice rink over there.
Well, he's only 2.
Doesn't matter.
Got to start him early?
Start him early. Real early.
But I have a backpack with the Preds logo on it, and he finds it. This is hockey! This is hockey! And now he goes around the house. Go Predators! Go Predators!
Too bad they suck, Coach.
They've won 5 in a row, Coach.
They lost last night, but they've been on fire.
Right before that, they won five in a row.
Coach, it wasn't even accurate.
They're on fire.
They had won 5 in a row, Coach, right before
they
lost.
But if they just lost, Coach, then that's not accurate.
Well, Coach, we're recording this on Monday, Coach. I didn't know they lost.
What day is this?
Exactly.
It's Friday.
Thank you.
I mean, goodness. Ray's checked out. Ray's over.
Coach, it's tough with Bub. I didn't get a word in edgewise. It kind of lost me. His story was phenomenal, but between you, Eddie, and him, I mean, there was a breath of fresh air.
Got a dose of what you're like whenever Lunchbox is trying to tell a story.
No, both of you. are like that when I try to tell a damn story. And I mean,
hey, but when it happens to the other person, they get all butthurt about it.
Right, they get all mad. Like, Coach. It was sort of like me with the Mark Long interview. Do you know how much hate we got for that interview?
Why?
People hated it.
Really? I saw a lot of people that liked it.
Here, that's the thing. Half the people are like,
so you why, can't say everyone liked
it. Why would we have someone that's non-sports on it? I hate to tell you, Bill Simmons calls it the fifth major sport in America, and they are athletes. It's incredible. It's fun to watch. And I don't care if you didn't like it, because I liked it. I geeked out. Wow. I got to have someone on that
so
I like.
So it's not about our listeners. It's about what you like.
At that point, yes. Okay. It was all about me, got and it. That's all I cared about.
Got it. Ray, what do you think about that?
Coaches, Mark Long was phenom. Wish I could have been a part of that interview. I feel like this week shows I really wasn't a large part. That's fine. I will come back next week bigger, stronger, and faster than ever before, boys. As talented as we are as radio hosts, I don't think we do a great job involving everybody, allowing the other persons to be funny on the show when they need to be. Pitts was great. What a phenomenal story. But even you guys didn't allow him to totally divulge the story as naked and raw and as special as it truly needed to be. And I just feel like I didn't have my little windows to jump in and be funny this podcast, and it's really going to affect the podcast. But God bless. Hope everybody in their trucks are driving across the country safe, and I will hang up and listen.
You wanted him to tell the story naked?
What I was here's the reason I jumped in a little bit on Pitts, because I thought we were going to go minute by minute all 3 hours, because he said, I have 10 minutes of audio I can play. And we didn't have 10 minutes to listen to that audio. Also, he said, well, let's start at the beginning. First, I had a water and my buddy had a Coke. And I'm like, okay, we didn't need that much detail. We need the detail of what Jordan Spieth, what Justin Thomas, what Smiley Kaufman, what they're drinking. I don't give a damn what you're drinking, brother. It was a great story. Great story.
Dude, I want to know how brother got that hookup. Where's my suite?
Well, Coach, you're not rubbing elbows with the higher-ups over there, Coach.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to know people, and we don't know anybody. No one cares about us down here.
You guys come in, do your little shift, and you go home. Brother's rubbing elbows with the guys upstairs.
Yeah.
Boys, sports this weekend, anything going on?
Yeah, Coach, baseball.
Baseball.
Are you guys still hammering the first inning bet? Well, I know,
well,
Eddie.
I'm doing the first inning bet, yes. I probably do about three or four a day. And I'm about,
is it lucrative?
I'm about 50% on that.
Oh, imagine that. It's gambling.
It's about 50%.
It's about 50%. I'll go spin a damn roulette wheel for 50%.
I mean, I'm up. I'm not losing money.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And then how are we doing on the White Sox? They lost again last night.
They lost again.
Eddie's a world beater, guys. He discovered this first inning bet. Wait till you hear how much he's hitting. 50%. Okay, sounds
is
like
that
it.
The funny you were trying to bring during the pitch
dang,
interview?
Dude, thank you for bringing the funny. Dude, now, Ray's back.
There he is. Thank you, guys.
There's the funny.
There he is.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
It wasn't my bet either. It was
Random Kid Cody. He's the one that starts doing it. And the other day he texts me, he goes, first inning bet, 8-1 today. I mean, I don't do it.
It's a fun bet.
Because
you don't have to invest in the whole game. Like, it's just, when we watch the first inning, did we hit it? Yeah, we got it. Boom, on to the next. You don't hit it? All right, let me bet the second inning.
Dude, and you guys
you can bet second inning, too?
Third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
Stop.
All of them. Yes.
That's great.
And the odds are better if you do one run the inning versus two or more. So it's either no runs, which is the favorite, and then one run, which is like plus four something, usually.
Interesting.
Or you can do two or more, and it'll be like 2.5.
That is so interesting that they think that one run is just a weird...
Because it's harder just to get one run. If the team's on a run...
Yeah, if you're getting a bunch of base hits, if you're getting that solo home run.
Correct.
That's wild. But yeah, I've been paying so much attention to the White Sox. Let me tell you, I've been dialed in. And boy, we struggle. I mean, we did get a no-hitter the other night to get us the win.
I saw that.
I mean, that was pretty
cool.
It
was
cool.
Almost a perfect game.
Almost perfect game, but then he hit the dude.
He beamed the dude.
In the ninth inning. I mean, that...
On the ankle or something? I mean, barely grazed him.
Get out of the way, dude. Like, dive out of the way of that.
I was watching a game last night where I think it was the Red Sox, and the guy, it hits the knob of the bat. And it's funny, on slow-mo, you can see him, you can see the ball hit the knob, and then it takes him like a good second. He realizes it's not him and it's just the knob. And then he starts going, ow! He starts grabbing
and
his
he
hands.
Throws the bat
ow, 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 I got hit. I got hit. And they show the replay again, like, nope, that just hit the knob of the bat.
Yeah. So everybody's saying soccer players take dives. Baseball players do the same thing.
Yeah, he realized it.
They fake it until they make it. They try to get on base, and then they replay.
But then they got replay, guys.
And then they're going to send you back to the, well, I mean, they didn't call the guy out at home.
You're going to look like an idiot. Well, that's true.
Hey, did you see the awesome video of Acuna? He's in the outfield, right? And some, there's guys in the stands. They're like, hey, throw us the ball. And they're holding their beer.
Okay.
He throws it right in the beer.
No.
Throws it right in the freaking beer cup. I mean, it was – he's I don't know how many feet away, but Acuna beer cup.
Did they move it?
No. Barely. Let me see.
Like move it to catch it?
I'm pulling it up.
Right here, Eddie. Just watch. It is awesome.
Man, he's hard to spot without those dreads.
All right, here you go. Here
you
coach.
Go.
He tried to catch it.
Okay, the guy tried to catch it.
Yeah, he tried to catch it with a beer.
Guys,
you're right, coach.
He's within half.
Nobody moves it to catch it with a beer.
I mean, he moves it a good 6 inches.
He meant to catch it with a beer because he's not trying to reach with his hand.
I mean, that's cool, but that beer cup was just a glove. He was just playing catch with the guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good shot. But he was trying. I just thought like Acuna was like, hey, hold on. I'm going to make it in that beer cup.
Okay.
I think he just threw the ball up and the guy moved the cup to
I do
catch
like
it.
That video. I guess Atlanta's allowing some fans, huh?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to make a road trip.
Dude, I'm down. And it's a new stadium. I heard it is dope as hell.
Coach, it's like 5 years
it's
old.
It's like 3 years old, dude.
But I'm saying it's not the old one. Turner
right.
Field.
Right. It's SunTrust.
SunTrust.
That place was a dump. They've revamped. Anytime a place revamps, it's got to be good. You know?
It's no longer in downtown Atlanta.
So this is the stuff you were talking about you bring to the show?
Come on, coach. Now I talk, I get made fun of for 10 minutes. Hey, come on the podcast. You're not going to talk for 45 minutes, but then when you do, you'll get made fun of for five.
I just like that you want to like make the podcast better 3 years after we started doing the podcast.
Coach, I've been making this podcast better since day one, and I'll hang up and listen.
I think Ray's in a grumpy mood for some reason.
You guys totally turned me. Bro, a couple times I didn't even know if my mic was on during Pitts' interview. I mean, sometimes, like, you've got to realize there's other people that want to talk as well.
Well, bro, you got three guys in one room and one dude in another room. Like, it's going to – that's how it's going
to
happen.
It takes talent and skill. You guys didn't prove to have that today.
And did you see the guy that Justin Turner hit a home run? Boom. Right in the dude's nachos. Spilled his nacho cheese all over his chest. And Justin Turner sent him some new nachos.
Oh, you got to give him more than that.
Well, he got the home run ball.
Oh, that's true.
But he got nacho – look. I mean, he went in the nachos because he missed it. Mm-hmm. He overextended the arms, nachos all over the chest. And he said, get that guy some new nachos.
So who does he tell?
There's probably someone
people,
in the clubhouse.
People
some,
in the
yeah,
dugout.
Boy, yeah, someone. They see it on the replay. And
hey,
he,
here's $5. Go get that dude some nachos.
Or just add it to his tab.
Oh.
I don't know. All right. And earlier this week, guys, before we go, you guys got anything?
Mm-mm.
We talked.
Oh,
to,
I forgot. We got our special.
Yeah, we talked to Dan and Shay. We were supposed to talk to him about the ACMs, and we really just talked to him about sports. So, hey, they said some stuff that I don't think they were supposed to say, but we're going to play it here. Listen to it. It's only a couple minutes. It's the end of the podcast. And, you know, afterwards, I mean, have a great weekend.
That's it.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Probably won't get to talk to them either.
Right.
Dan and Shay, is my mic on? Guys?
Oh, man. He already knows he's not in this interview.
Yeah, he knows he's not in the damn interview. He wasn't even here. Right, here's
Coach,
the thing.
You need a back rub.
Right. I mean, Coach, what I'm saying is validated. I mean, we all agreed that lunch totally took over that interview with Mark Long. I had some really good questions because we didn't go over it beforehand. And then I say, hey, we should go over stuff beforehand, and I get made fun of. So there you go.
Well, I was just making fun of you because it's funny.
I don't know.
I'm not really making fun of you.
Like,
but you are.
But because you were on the podcast. It's not like I just want to make
like,
fun
no,
of you.
No. I feel like Ray's feelings are genuinely hurt.
Obviously.
No, they're really not. Like, I really don't care. But today I was like, okay, here we go. Let's have some fun. And I mean, for 40 minutes, I didn't even get to talk. I was saying jokes 30 to 45 seconds after they were supposed to hit. My bathroom joke, I wanted to tell like 30 seconds before.
I know.
But hey, your bathroom joke was funny. Your jokes were still funny. You can why do you have to, you interrupt me all the time. So why can't you interrupt Pitts?
Pitts was a bulldozer going through
that story.
He always
is.
But it was an amazing story that needed to be told. And then for whatever reason, you guys didn't like my idea that we should exclusively put it on our Instagram to get followers on Instagram.
No, we were going to do it.
But you just kept saying, hey, have you put it on the Instagram yet? Have you put it on the Instagram
and we were like,
yet?
Coach, the podcast hasn't even aired yet.
I know, but it was just the tease of it. It wasn't, I don't even care if you put it on there. We just get people to go to our Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was the point. Remember, it's radio teases, guys.
Yeah, you're
101.
Right. You're right.
I mean, I didn't go to radio class.
I apologize. Like, I mean,
Coach, it's all good.
Me too. No, Coach.
I feel like
we'll be back better, stronger, faster on Monday. I truly.
All right, everybody,
that.
Just take some time. Have a good weekend. Regroup.
Oh man,
and we'll do it better on Monday.
Got awkward here at the end, didn't it?
All right. Is this Dan and Shay thing gonna be money or what?
I'm not really.
Great. But the reason we're playing it, it's exclusive. Not even the Big Show got access to this audio.
Now that's correct.
There you go.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Good point. Yeah. Hit me up on Cameo. I got nothing to do this weekend. So Radio Lunchbox on Cameo. All right. Have a good weekend.
Ray?
Yeah, if you guys want to lock, I'm not betting anymore. But Rookie of the Year is even money right now for that Edwards dude from the T-Wolves. And he's the heavy favorite to win it. And for whatever reason, it's even money.
Is he the heavy favorite?
Yeah.
He pulled ahead of LaMelo?
LaMelo's been hurt.
I understand he's been hurt.
LaMelo's third. They have some other guy from the Kings that's in second. Isidorus?
He was so good early that I thought he may be able to hold on, but Edwards has played so much better the second half of the season.
So if you guys want to bet that I am not, please do, because I'm going to go ahead and lock it up.
How long do we have to wait to cash that bet out?
That's a thing. They don't announce it till like middle of the summer. But you want to make money, or you want to gamble every single day and never have anything to show for it?
Or you want to buy moments from the NBA Top Shot. I mean, geez.
NFT.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, here's Dan and Shay. Interview. Yeah.
Dan and Shay.
Wrap.
Yeah. Now you got to buzz.
No. Dan and Shay first.
No, I know, but you still have to buzz. Like you have
so
to
do I buzz now for after Dan and Shay?
Yes.
Okay. And now here's the interview.
Yeah, now we'll put the buzz after the interview.
What?
I don't know.
Dan and Shay and Eddie and Box.
Lunchbox.
Dang. Hey, leave the verb on, please.
No, please leave that on. That's pretty
cool.
You
gotta keep the verb on.
Please leave
times,
the verb on.
Dude, we did it earlier. I threw the verb on when I was talking, and the other person on the other side was so thrown off.
So like,
Dan, I think something's up with your mic. And I just, it was.
He was like, what?
That's a great.
I'm loving the Arkansas Razorbacks hat.
Oh, I wore this for
Let's
you, dude.
Let's go, baby.
I wore this for you, and then when
no, you didn't wear
Lee Rice
it.
Comes on, I wear Georgia, right? Is that what he is? Or Auburn.
Yeah, Eddie just has all these free hats that he has, and he wears them on certain days, and he just happened to have Arkansas on when you came on. And so, boys, hey, Dan and Shay, congratulations.
Yeah!
You get to perform at the ACMs this weekend.
Yeah, pumped, man. We haven't played a show in over a year, so, you know, wish us luck. We got to shake off the rust here, hopefully at soundcheck in time for the performance. We don't screw it up on national television, but looking forward to it, man.
Hey, so before we do all these interviews, you know, we get a list of who we're interviewing, and Lunchbox is like, man, I love Dan and Shay. Like, it's going to be great. And I was like,
we love you guys too, man.
I was like, do you know which one's which? Because we've known you for like 8 years, right? And Lunchbox was like, that's a good question.
I bet $3,000 he had no idea.
Like, I mean,
sometimes I'm like, I don't know which one.
Well, I still haven't told him, so let's see.
No. See, this is what he does to me. He tries to embarrass me in front of artists. Like, Low Cash a couple years ago, this same thing happened, and I had no idea they're even names. Like, I know, I guess one was Preston and one was Trevor. And
it's close.
Yeah. It's close.
Yeah. It's Low in Cash.
It's
actually.
Low in cash.
Yeah. So
at least
you
have a 50-50 shot of getting this one right.
I know
right
you guys because at least your name is in the title of your mm-hmm. you know, Low mm-hmm. Cash. It's just like, so yes, I know that Shay is over on the left and Dan's on the right. Well, wait, I guess.
I don't know which way that is on your screen.
This dude forgets it's radio.
Man, I wish our names, like, I wish our band name was Dan and Shay, but our real names were, like, Kevin and Kyle or something like that. Completely different. Like, so Dan and Shay. No, that's actually, I'm Kevin, he's Kyle.
Yeah, Kevin
and
Kyle.
Where'd Dan and Shay come from? I don't know.
Then you'd have to, like, introduce yourselves, like, hey, I'm Kyle and I'm John from Dan and Shay.
At that point, everyone's just confused.
So confused.
So like, you guys, obviously, you know, you're uber famous now. You're superstars, but, like,
I wouldn't go that far.
No, you are. Trust me, you are. But you know, like, do you want to be known as Dan and Shay, like, as the duo, as that famous duo, or would you rather be Shay Mooney and Dan Smyers?
Do you know his name is Dan Smyers, dude?
Yeah.
Get it right.
Hey,
yeah, like,
I love it.
Like, what would you rather be, more famous Shay or famous Dan and Shay?
I mean, honestly, I think it's kind of, it's nice because people, like,
they don't really know like Shea Mooney. Like some people do, like if you're a super fan or like, you know, a lot of people would like, wouldn't recognize that name. But like, as far as like the masses of like where our music has reached, they've heard of Dan and Shay. They have no idea who Shea Mooney is, which is kind of great.
You could fly under the radar.
You could fly under the radar a little bit better, which like, I mean, Justin Bieber is not flying under the radar anywhere. You know what I mean? It's just like, you clearly know, like that's a pretty, it's a very famous name. So I it's nice because we can kind of fly under the radar. You're not putting your name down at a hotel and someone looking up and be like, oh my God. You know, I'm freaking out of like, oh, you're not the Shea Mooney, are you? Like, no. Okay.
Do you guys have to go incognito? You guys are more famous than we are. Like, okay. Do you have to go incognito? Because I know Bobby Bones Show has super fans. Like, super fans. Loyal fans. Amazing fans.
Yeah, I go incognito. I give a fake name every time I, like, order a pickup or, you know, because when I go to a restaurant, I don't want, you know what I mean? And then you have your real name and then they can look you up. It's just really weird. So I just give them a fake name every time.
It's funny you mention this because we play golf a lot. And this dude will never give the person, you know, you go to a golf course, you walk on, they pair you with people, right? He'll never say he's Lunchbox or whatever. He says, I'm Jason Gibbles. Like, what do you do, Jason? He's like, air conditioning repair.
He's like, actually, my air conditioning unit is repaired. Yeah, can you come over to the house? No, man, I'm out of practice.
I'm gonna find out next time you guys go and golf, and I'm gonna find when you're giving a fake name. I'm gonna come right behind you. And I'm like, hey, Lunchbox, hey, I'm just gonna come up and be like, hey, I'm Shea Mooney from Dan and Shay, the band Tequila. Speechless. Start laying out these just like an ridiculous things and be like,
but the reason,
like an infomercial for myself, and be like, hey, by the way, this is Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. You might have heard of him.
The reason I do it is because I don't want to talk about my job the whole time I'm playing golf. Like, if I say air conditioning sales, guess what? End of conversation. They don't want to know anything about it. Eddie and I went and played last week, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try just being honest. So I gave him my real name, and I told him what I do.
It was bad.
Guess what? All the guy wanted to talk about was my damn job. Like, all we did was talk about work. And, I mean, he would sit there and not even go to his ball. He would sit there and ask me stuff about the radio. And I'm like,
oh, dude. So he was, like, in your group. You were playing with
him. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. Okay, you cool. Can't you get away. You got to be the HVAC guy then, for sure.
Yeah, so what do you guys do in that case?
Oh, man, you just write, like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom and then never come back.
But they probably play. They don't play with normal folks. They don't go out and get paired up with random people.
That happened to me. I golf, and they've tried to, like in the past, you know, put you with, you know, like a fourth or something. And it's usually, you know, I play out at a, you know, in Brentwood at the Governor's
the
Club.
Club.
I used to be a member there.
Yes.
I haven't been there in forever.
He's rich.
In case you didn't know.
Not after getting a country club membership. You're not.
We did an acoustic show for a free membership. Yeah, we did. Free.
But you get out there and they're like, it was a guy. I think he was older. He was probably like in his 60s, and he was like, so what do you do? Yeah, super old guy. He was like 42, and so I got out there and he was like, so man, what do you? And this was like hole, you know, two.
Oh, see, this
was like, I was expecting him to not have ever heard of Dan and Shay, and he goes, you've got to be, and he used a curse word. You got to be me, and I was like, oh, I don't have you. I was like, oh, that's cool, man. You're a country fan. And he was like, man, my wife is the biggest fan of you guys. And this guy was like 65, maybe older than that. He was up there in age, and I was very blown away that he knew who we were. And at the end of the round, he's like, man, would you mind if my wife came and said hi? And this guy was killing it. His wife was like 25 years old. I was like, oh.
He was killing it at life.
Yeah,
you
she
win.
Is a big fan. Got it. Okay. I thought this was your daughter. That's incredible.
All right, we're getting the wrap.
Oh, we're already getting the wrap?
Yeah, we got the wrap like 5 minutes ago.
No, oh, now man. You're getting the wrap.
Now you're getting the wrap. Hey, with Dan and Shay, go to pow, pow, pow. So, yeah, we got real problems. This is the most fun we've had all day.
Good. That's what we do. We bring the fun, dude. Come on.
Well, yeah, I mean, we didn't even get to ask Dan anything about his athletic prowess.
Yeah, hey, are you an athlete, Dan?
Not really, man. I used to be able to play some sports. I'm absolutely terrible. Golf, basketball, abysmal. I mean, it's just embarrassing. I don't even try anymore. I can run. I can, you know, do whatever. Yeah, listen to a podcast, but, you know, nothing.
Yeah, not very athletic.
But the man is an athlete. I mean, look at him. If you had to guess,
that's what I'm
like,
saying.
Hey, which one do you think probably plays sports? I'll tell you who it wouldn't be.
Man, I got nothing. I'm a good ping pong player, though. I'm all right at ping pong.
Do you watch sports? Do you both watch sports?
Do you guys gamble?
Oh, yeah. I don't gamble. I watch sports. But you throw a little.
Yeah, I don't gamble either.
Yeah, of course.
I'm required to say that for no. Yeah, I liked every once in a while. Fun, you know, not like insane money or anything, but like, if we go golfing with like Darius Rucker, he likes to throw around some money and make me feel like an idiot. Like, cool, man, you want to do 100? And I'm like, yeah, I'll do $100. He's like, 100 grand. I'm like, no, I think I'm good.
Oh, that's how he does the 100.
He's not betting $100,000, but I'm sure he has at some point.
All right, boys. Well, congratulations. Right, we'll good luck go. This weekend. I mean,
we got nothing done.
I mean, I don't know.
You guys can't use any of this stuff.
No. The ACMs, guys. Watch.
ACMs. We're going to be there.
Yeah. Enjoy.
All right, boys. All right, boys. Good talking to y'all.
All right, dude. Thanks, love guys. You guys. See ya.